Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, Brooks, how can we help you, sir?
All right, so check it out. I was vibing, right? I went on a date with this woman. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. We went to dinner. We linked up pretty tough. You know, the meal was nice. She enjoyed herself from what I understood. We were vibing. We got some food. And then we got to the car. We were outside of her house. We were there, right? We were kissing. She was letting me touch on her. We went to the back seat, and we definitely did a little bit of hookup thing, but... You know, I'm a big man, so I couldn't really take up all that space in the back like that.
Yeah. I got a question.
Please. Several.
Why didn't you just go in the house?
Easy, man. She has a roommate, and the roommate was home.
She has a roommate, and the roommate was home, and she can't bring a guy in to the...
Man, in the era of everything going on right now, her roommate is super crazy. And I knew that if I had walked in there, even with a mask on, she would have told her not to have me there. She would have made sure I didn't touch anything. So I figured
I got you.
Okay. Play with that.
I got you. All right. So then what happened?
Well, I mean, we stayed in the car, obviously, because we couldn't go upstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you want me to tell you the full details of what went down, but...
You can spare us the details, but so you've been trying to reach out to her and she's not calling you back?
Exactly, and that's why I'm here with y'all, because, you know, I've been trying to reach out. I thought the date was go. I thought it was beautiful and harmonious.
Did you assume that she was going to connect again, or?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to make sure she didn't, like, run in the house. I was like, get away from me, you weirdo!
No, like I said, it wasn't anything unconsensual. She was here for it. That's why I was confused.
I'm starting to wonder if her roommate was really this safety-conscious person or whatever, if it was maybe husband or something like that. Who knows? We'll try and give her a call for you right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yeah, this is Tanya. Who's calling?
Oh, perfect. Tanya, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. So can I explain to you why we're calling you? Somebody gave us your number, and they wanted us to reach out to you for a good reason.
Someone gave you my number?
So yeah, it's a guy, and it's somebody who you know, and I'm going to tell you his name, but he basically wanted us to reach out to you because he would love to take you out on some sort of date.
Oh, this is so weird.
Look, yeah.
I'm like really trying to get ready for work, and
yes,
I don't have time.
No, okay. Can I just explain it? 20 seconds.
Okay.
Really quick. So yes, it's a guy who wants us to ask you out on a date for him. You know who he is. I'm going to tell you his name so you won't feel blindsided. But if you say yes to the date, we'll pay for whatever type of date you want to do. If you want to go somewhere or if you want to do something. So can I? How about I just tell you?
You're running out of your seconds.
Okay. I will just tell you the guy's name.
Okay.
And let's see how you react. His name is Brooks.
Oh man. Oh no. Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm still, like, walking crazy. No, absolutely not. He's a freak.
He's a freak? Okay, well, I want to hear your side of the story because he said you guys had a really good time on a date. You went back to your place, and because of your roommate, you didn't want to go into your apartment, so you guys kind of messed around in the car, and then after that, he said after he left that he hasn't heard from you since, and he's confused.
Oh, he's out here really just sharing the whole business. Listen, I have a roommate, but I just didn't want him to come in. So I just, like, used my roommate as an excuse. He's a cute guy. We had a lot of fun. I was feeling pretty into him, but I don't even know how to explain this.
Try your hardest.
Okay, so she asked if it was that he's a circuit freak or a sexual freak. It's both.
Okay.
He's a great kisser.
Uh-huh.
But we were making out kind of teenagery in the back seat, and
teenagery.
I let him go down on me, and let's just say I have bruises down there now.
You have
like
bruises?
Black and blue bruises.
Oh, Jesus.
Brooks is on the phone, and he heard what you said. So when you say you have black and bruises from him going down on you.
Yeah, like he used mostly his teeth.
Brooks!
And ow. Ow.
Hold on. God. Brooks.
Yeah. Look.
Can you explain?
I can explain. I'm sorry. I thought you were liking it. I had a great time. I didn't know that that's not what you wanted. I can't even hold you.
Wait.
I got it.
You didn't know it. That wasn't what you wanted?
Like, how rough were you? Yeah. Like,
unless she asked you specifically to bite it, I don't think she wants you to bite it.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait a second. Isn't that the whole thing about eat the pussy, though?
No!
Wait, excuse me?
What?
Wait, how old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 29.
Okay.
You're 29. And have you ever... Okay, have you ever done that before on a girl?
I mean, you know, I've been with women.
Right. But have you ever done that?
Not really.
Not really.
Okay.
Clearly. Okay. You clearly haven't.
My mind is blown.
Because that's just... Like, eat the pussy is a term you don't actually chew on. I mean, unless the girl requests it.
I was about to ask that. Have you had in the past, have you had someone, like, request that? Or...
Oh, okay.
Wait, No.
Look, I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I'm a virgin.
Okay.
You're a 29-year-old virgin?
Wait. Why didn't you say that? What?
I'm 29, and if I had told you that, you would have never let me chew on your pussy.
That would have made it okay for you to chew, and not like it was a dog bone, like absolutely nothing.
Okay, is there a reason why you're? Is it like some religious thing? Your parents? Why are you a 29-year-old virgin?
I mean, to keep it a buck, I'm 29 years old, and I've just hooked up with so many girls who didn't want to take it there. It just never fell into my lap like that, but that's why I'm such a good kisser.
Where are you finding these girls? I can find you. I'll find you 10 in the street right now that'll bang you without even knowing your name. Oh, my God. Oh,
man, maybe I could eat their pussy.
No, what you're doing is not that. It's okay. No.
Oh, Lord.
Tanya, would you be willing to give him another date and maybe another chance to go down on you so he can learn how to do it right?
She ain't juicy fruit.
Thank you. Are you kidding me? I am not a chicken box. This is absolutely no.
She said I ain't a chicken box.
I still have bruises. He has me walking funny. And then he couldn't even just tell me. No, absolutely not. This is corny.
Brooks, back to the drawing board.
Hey, I got one more question. How exactly do you eat?
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.